Hi, and welcome to Tilting at Windmills, the podcast dedicated to changing the world through fiction. I'm Stephanie Silberstein, writer, thinker, person, soon-to-be-published author. More about that coming up, as well as new music and commentary. Stay tuned. Let's start things off with the publication report. There's not that much to report this week, ladies and gentlemen. I do have one proofreader lined up, and I'm looking for more, as always. I'm also waiting for my graphics designer to get me the final copies of the cover, and I have a self-publishing firm lined up to publish a manuscript once both of the above are ready. And, of course, at that point, you can pre-order it. I've been talking about that with you for a few weeks, so none of that should be new. In the meantime, I'm happy to say that I am working on some other projects, and in particular that you can read the first four parts of my serialized novella, Heirloom, on my MySpace blog. My MySpace page, once again, is www.myspace.com/heroicmuse. I hope you check it out and enjoy it, and don't forget to leave me feedback. And that's it for the publication report. When we return, Religion, a second look. But first, new music from Seether.
Must be
Once again, that was Driven Under by Seether, courtesy of Open Source Audio. For those of you just tuning in, I'm Stephanie Silberstein, and you're listening to Tilting at Windmills, the podcast dedicated to changing the world through fiction. And now for the topic of the week, religion, a second look. Way back in my very first podcast, I discussed the issue of accidental anti-Semitism at Christmas time. This is a major theme in Winter Silence, of course. Emily is constantly in trouble at school because she refuses to go along with singing Christmas carols due to the fact that she's Jewish, a fact which neither her teacher nor her principal either recognizes or understands from their point of view. She's just trying to make trouble by not singing along with the other children or trying to disrupt the concert. The entire issue of religious differences, tolerance, and so forth is not directly addressed in Winter's Silence other than by these incidents. However, it's an issue I've recently become really aware of from two perspectives. One, of being, once again, the only Jewish person in my school community. And two, by dealing with people who are religious, both Jewish and non-Jewish. Just as Emily is the only Jewish child in her school, I was the only Jewish child in my school. I am now the only Jewish teacher in the school that I teach at. And it has been a very interesting experience. A lot of people in the school I work at are not even aware that there's a Jewish religion or what we celebrate or how we celebrate. At the beginning of the school year, I kept quiet, not wanting to make waves. I worked on Rosh Hashanah even though I would have rather been at services, and I kept my religion to myself. Recently, though, I've been more vocal about it, making a Jewish dish for my annual Christmas party, talking with the children I teach about Hanukkah, wearing my Stars of David earrings, and making it clear that this is what I am. And an interesting thing has happened as a result. People have started asking me what Judaism is. Dialogues have been opened up. And instead of feeling left out, I suddenly feel I am part of the community with something new and different to share. And hopefully this is the experience that many people, Jewish or other minorities, experience all over the country. We can hope, right? But through this experience, I started thinking about religious differences. I started thinking about how sad it is that we all separate ourselves into this religion being good and that religion being bad, when we all basically believe the same things. I see prejudice all over the place. Some of it is accidental, such as in Winter Silence, such as in my own school, when workshops are scheduled on Saturdays, which is a Jewish day of rest. And some of it is more purposeful. I've received nasty emails from various sources about how presidential candidate Barack Obama is evil because he's supposedly a Muslim. He's not, but that's beside the point. Not everyone who's Muslim is an evil terrorist, even though they are the popular enemy right now. I've heard Jewish people say negative things about Christian people, assuming that all Christians are anti-Semites or that anti-Semitism is being created by the existence of the Christian religion. I've heard Christian people say horrible things about Jewish people, assuming that the Jews killed Jesus and not realizing that their religion is not only founded on Judaism, but that without a death there would have been no resurrection and therefore no savior. I've heard atheists say horrible things about theists, that anyone who believes in God is just not using their brain, and if you're intelligent, you don't have any belief in God. And I've heard theists say just as horrible things about atheists, assuming that they're all immoral, evil, debauchery, they do whatever they want, they don't care about anything, they don't care about other people, and they're selfish. All of this is wrong. We're all human beings, ladies and gentlemen, and that might seem trite or obvious in this 21st century, but I think it would behoove us to find out what it is we actually believe. We all are so intent on putting each other in boxes and labeling each other and categorizing each other that we miss our essential humanity. We miss the fact that we all basically believe the same things. You know, Jesus said that the two most important commandments are to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your soul, and to love thy neighbor as yourself. Well, maybe atheists don't believe in loving the Lord in that first commandment. I mean, they can't believe in the second. Maybe a Muslim person doesn't worship the Lord in the same way. Maybe they call him by a different name, Allah. and maybe they read a different good book, but that doesn't mean that they don't have faith. Maybe a Jewish person who is non-messianic doesn't believe in Jesus Christ, but that doesn't mean they don't believe in God, and so on and so forth. I don't understand why it is that we continue to put ourselves in boxes. I understand we need to find some hooks to hang our understanding of ourselves, our world, and each other on, but I don't understand why we have to build walls. I don't understand why religions, which are there to make our lives easier, and not just our lives after death, but our lives here on Earth easier, are instead used as barriers and weapons. I don't understand why we destroy each other over differences in faith when we all believe more or less the same thing. And it saddens me. I have no answers today. I have no answer for the people who say, but you believe this, how can you? I have no answer for people who say, we believe that, we can't change that. And I have no answer for this world that is so very broken and for such unnecessary reasons. All I have is sadness and fear. Because you see, ladies and gentlemen, I fear a world where everybody believes the same thing, and I feel a world where people can be hurt, killed, and destroyed for believing the same thing but calling it by a different name. I believe that we are all individuals. I personally believe that we are created by God to spread light through the world, and whether you believe that or not, I think that there are some truths we can all agree on, and one is that individual rights and individual thought are sacred, and people should no longer be destroyed because of differences in faith or differences in names. I encourage you this week to go beyond the superficial. I encourage you to learn what your neighbors, your friends, and even those you perceive as your enemies believe, and to find out how truly different or not different we are. And that's it for the topic of the week. Be sure to tune in next week where we look at the issue of autism, Asperger's, and answers. And now for this week's news headline. President Bush said Sunday that Iran is threatening the security of the world and that the United States and Arab allies must join together to confront the danger, quote, before it's too late, unquote. Iraq's parliament passed a benchmark law Saturday, allowing lower-ranking former members of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party to reclaim government jobs, the first major piece of U.S.-backed legislation it has adopted. The United States Intelligence Chief, Mike McConnell, says waterboarding, quote, would be torture, unquote, if used against him or if someone under interrogation actually was taking water into his lungs, but stops short of categorically labeling the technique as torture. The YMCA tackles the issue of healthcare in the United States by joining the crusade against obesity. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton on Saturday faulted chief rival Barack Obama's campaign for twisting her comments about slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. Joyce Carol Oates led a field of National Book Critics Circle finalists announced Saturday, with nominations in both fiction and autobiography categories. And in sports, the Green Bay Packers and New England Patriots lead their respective conferences as well as creating new records in football. And that's the news. Next up, an excerpt from Chapter 7 of Winter Silence. I pulled the covers tight around me and listened to the rain tap, tap, tapping on the window. I closed my eyes. Patrick played a sad note with his trunk. I held him tight, but the wind still shook the house. Alex made a half cry, and Mama thumped down the hall in time with the rain. I slid over to the wall and made baby noises. Alex just cried louder. I sat up quick when Mama came in my room again. You're awake. Good. Get dressed, Mama said. I hugged Patrick tighter than tight. You said there's no school today. There's not. Mama looked out the window at the rain, but it didn't change. She pulled the curtains closed. I'm taking you and Alex for a ride. My chest felt tight. I stared at Mama. She leaned Alex on her arms and stared out the window like she didn't remember that the curtains were closed. Mama? I put my hand under my shirt. What does Miss James do when there's no school? Get dressed already, Emily. I put on my sweater. Where are we going? Hon? Daddy called. Coming, Dan! Mama hurried out of the room. She looked littler than me. I slid out sideways and followed her. Mama and Daddy's door was closed. I made myself flat against it. You're taking her out of school for this? Daddy said. Oh, she won't mind, Mama answered. I told her it was a snow day. I gasped. Daddy said, in this weather? Wasn't what happened yesterday bad enough? I'll be fine, Dan. You're taking too many chances. What good is any of this going to do if you and Alex wind up dead? Daddy's words went through me like Cupid's arrows. I shivered, but they wouldn't get out of me. I ran into the bathroom and locked the door and pulled down my pants so I could sit on the toilet. Mama came out of her room. Her feet were angry. They went stomp, stomp, stomp away from me. Emily! She called. She used her nice voice, but it didn't fool me. I slid slowly off the toilet and came out into the hall. Daddy was coming out of the room with a towel over his shoulder. My heart beat faster than fast. Daddy? Daddy turned around. I opened and closed my mouth like a fish. I want to go to school. I need to get in there. Daddy slid past me. I jumped out of the way before he could bump me. Once again, that excerpt is from Chapter 7 of Winter Silence, available in June 2008. That'll do it for this week's broadcast. As always, I'd like to thank my friends, family, and colleagues for their support and encouragement as I endeavor to get Winter Silence off the ground, especially my friend David Hobbs, who is doing my cover, and Sonia Stone for general encouragement. I'd also like to thank the folks at Open Source Audio for the use of their music, and at WordPress.com for the use of their blogging software. And finally, I would especially like to thank you, my listeners. If you enjoyed the broadcast or have any other comments or questions, please feel free to leave me feedback either on my blog or by emailing Stephanie@StephanieSilberstein.com. Be sure to tune in next week where we discuss autism, Asperger's, and answers. Until then, this is Stephanie Silberstein for Tilting at Windmills, asking you, what will you do today to make the world a better place? Have a good night.